Okay, welcome to your Evening with Glenn seminar tonight. What's the topic of the seminar tonight?
Imaging with mind.
Imaging with mind. So we're talking more about mind tonight. On the weekend we talk about mind being there for our survival, right? Everybody remember the four survival functions of our mind? That little voice that talks to us all the time, that's for our survival. And the four survival functions are, first, our mind makes us right and everyone else wrong. Again, do you ever notice how right you are about how things are, and notice how many times that you're committed to being right, even if it may cause you upset and cause others upset, you still want to be right. The second survival function of our mind is that it makes us right even though we might be wrong. So when we are wrong, our mind will make us right by justifying how come we're wrong. The third survival function of our mind is to give us all the reasons why it won't work, why we shouldn't do it, why we don't deserve it, why we're not good enough to have it. And the fourth survival function of our mind is to give us all the reasons why we should do it, why it could work, why we do deserve it, why we are good enough. And we have selective listening. And what we listen to mostly is the conversation that we are right and everyone else is wrong. So, coming from being right, our mind has pictures and memories and attitudes that have been with us for a long time. And we really don't question them anymore. We just accept them as being the truth, being reality. During the day, we have thousands of thoughts that come through, and with these thoughts come pictures and come images, come whole scenes and whole scenarios and whole circumstances by just thinking a few thoughts. So we're receiving input from our mind continually. Our being listens to what our mind is saying, and the input may be different for each of us. Some of us may get input visually, depending largely on what we see, and using our subjective sense called clairvoyance. Clairvoyance is seeing psychically, so to speak, psychically seeing. And so we get our information by seeing. Others depend more on hearing, and they receive their input by hearing. Clairaudient. So they hear physically and then they hear subjectively. It's like a little voice way in the background that speaks to them, clairaudient. Some people sense information, some people feel information, but all of the information that's coming in produces images, produces pictures. And we listen to the input and then we focus on the pictures and the images. And then we look for emotional responses that come from these pictures. Some circumstances have more of an impact on us than others. And while we have like a foundation that we live on of pictures about ourselves, about others. And these pictures were put in when we were very young. When we were young, our brain was functioning at a very slow rate of activity. In the delta level is 0 to 3 cycles per second of brainwave activity. 0 to 3 cycles per second would be the delta level of brainwave activity. 3 to 7 cycles would be the theta. 7 to 12 would be alpha, and then above 12 is considered beta. The beta level of frequency, now as adults, we're functioning in beta when our eyes are open, when we are carrying on the conversations and we're interacting through our life. We're functioning in the outer level. So the beta would be the outer level. The alpha is the dream level. At night, when we're going to sleep, we go through 90-minute sleep cycles. And so we go maybe from the beta down into the delta, and then come back up into the alpha. In the first sleep cycle, we may get 6 or 7 minutes of alpha sleep, where our brain is functioning between 7 and 12 cycles per second, and we're dreaming. But that's a very powerful level of brainwave activity because it has a big impact on us. This is the part of sleep that we really need. Without the alpha sleep, we start becoming psychotic. And this is what, when you heard about the brainwashing done in the war and stuff, people got brainwashed. They would keep them from getting alpha sleep. And 3 days without alpha sleep, and they'd be off the wall. Be psychotic. The theta level is that, like that twilight zone just before you're unconscious, that area there, 3 to 7 cycles. And then the delta sleep is the unconscious level. What we're interested in primarily is this alpha level of brainwave frequency. To begin to use this level to start to create positive images and positive pictures. This is the levels that people go into, the alpha theta level, in meditation. Brain frequency slows down. The input has more impact when functioning in these levels. Now, oftentimes when we do these eyes closed exercises and people go through, come from the beta through the alpha into the theta, they're functioning at a level where they're normally asleep. So you normally go through these levels in sleep. But in these exercises we do with the eyes closed, we're still awake, but our brain is slowing down. Frequency is slowing down. So we're still receiving input at a level where we're normally asleep. So while we're in these levels, this is when our body is healing itself, rejuvenating itself, and really, 20 minutes in the alpha-theta level is equivalent to a 3-hour nap. In the meditations that we're doing, every time we go into a meditation for 20 minutes, it's like having 3 hours worth of sleep. Edison used to lie on a bench. He'd have 2 steel balls in his hand. And when he would go from the beta into the alpha theta, he would start having his insights and his information would come to him. When he started into the delta, the unconscious sleep, he would relax completely into the unconscious. The balls would drop. He would wake up from the noise, and he would remember what was happening at the alpha theta level. And that's how he was able to get a lot of his inventions and a lot of his information by using these levels. As children, when we first start off, we start off in the delta theta levels. And as we grow older, the cycles grow, come up into the beta level. A lot of the input that was made, the stance that we took, and the input that was made when our brainwave function was very slow. It was very impactful. Now what we're doing is slowing our brain frequency down on purpose. But for a lot of us, our mind won't let us get that so beneficial. You know, you come out and say, well, nothing happened. Nothing happened. But any time that you go into the alpha theta level on purpose, you're having the opportunity to create. When you're listening to positive affirmations, when you're listening to new information, it's impregnated, so to speak, at those deeper levels. It has more power. You know, you can say your affirmations during the day out loud, and you can say them and not have the result that you want, because the emotional intensity is not present when you're saying them, and the emotional intensity is what makes it really happen when you give your word with the emotion. But when you slow your brainwave frequency into the alpha-theta level and you start doing your affirmations, then it has more of an impact. So you add your emotion, you add your word, and you add it from a dimension where you're very powerful in the alpha theta level. Is there any questions about that?
So if you listen to something while you're sleeping, you're still picking it all up.
Right. But in the delta level, it's unconscious. It remains there because you can't get back there to retrieve it because it's the level of unconscious sleep. If you can put it in at the alpha theta level, you can retrieve it by relaxing your body in a slight meditation, slow your brain frequency down, and go back to these levels.
Now, when you're, I just want to ask you something real quick. When you're, like, breathing, doing your rebirthing, you start remembering things that were really...
You're coming back through these levels. You know how relaxed you get? And when you're breathing, your body just feels like it's not even there. Your brain relaxes too. And as it relaxes, it slows down. So you're getting the information from the slower brain frequency. And sometimes you dip into the unconscious, and then you come back. You forget to breathe. And
yeah, it seems as though when I'm doing it, I do consciously remember things that I had long, long forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things way back.
Tendency is to get that information, and your mind may be present and it may not. Your mind may remember it and it may not. In some of the eyes closed exercises that we do, people sometimes say, nothing happened, I just relaxed. I didn't get any. But it's not true that they didn't get anything. Their mind went to wherever it needed to go to. And they dipped into a deeper level, so they don't remember it now, because they're back at the outer level. In order to remember it, you have to come back into the deeper level. So you may recall it just before going to sleep. Or you may have a daydream. You ever notice yourself just daydreaming and it seems so real? You may be driving down the street and your mind is off with something and you pass the street you were looking for and you wonder, what happened? How did I get here? Does that ever happen?
That's the only time I remember my dreams, is if I'm daydreaming and it comes back.
Because your brain has slowed back into that level of frequency, that frequency level, to be able to recall.
Because it's always been hard for me to do that, to remember.
Mm-hmm.
So then it would be a good idea to do, like, affirmation, play tapes that you want to program in yourself right before you go to sleep.
As you sleep.
What about with certain exercises?
What kind of exercises?
Physical exercises.
Physical exercises?
Like running or walking or something.
I think the brain stays pretty active. When the brainwave frequency is pretty active, when you're active, it only comes in here when you're relaxed. It only comes in the alpha theta when you're relaxed.
So I notice when I run, there's a part after running where I'm like I feel very relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
My mind is working.
Your mind is working. Your brainwaves will still be at the outer level. Your mind is doing what it's doing. As you slow down, you get into those deeper levels of brainwave activity, you have more access. From these levels, you have access to information that you never even knew physically. You can describe people, circumstances, situations, and events that you have no physical knowledge of and be accurate 85 to 100% at these deeper levels. So it's like we step off of the physical into the subjective. And all of this information is available at the subjective level. We call the alpha theta the subjective level. So when we, on purpose, go to this level, we have access, we have answers. The guy who first gave the equation for the benzene ring, the chemical equation, he got it in a dream. And in the dream, he saw two dogs chasing each other, chasing their tails. And he used that for his equation and came up with the chemical formula for the benzene ring. He got it in his sleep. There are people who have got lottery numbers in their sleep. Turned out to be effective. So these deeper levels are very important for getting answers to problems, for solving. When you don't have the physical knowledge or know what's going on, you can meditate, you can relax, and come into these levels, and then call forth.
I remember in college when we had chemistry classes, we used to wake up in the middle of the night with the solutions to problems.
Mm-hmm. So you were still working on them, although you were almost in the unconscious level. Mm-hmm. You come right back. And if you wake up at the end of the dream cycle, you'll remember it. You can program yourself to remember your dreams by telling yourself before you go to sleep that you're going to have a dream and you're going to wake up and remember it. And you will wake up and remember your dream. Key to waking up and remembering the dream is that you come into the outer level at the end of the dream cycle. We have 5 dream cycles a night. First one lasting 7 to 9 minutes of dreams in the 90-minute sleep cycle. The next 90-minute sleep cycle, the last 12 to 15 minutes, is a dream cycle. Then the next one after is a little bit longer, 30 minutes. And if you wake up at the end of that dream cycle, you remember the dream. And you can program yourself first to wake up and remember a dream. Then you can program yourself to remember dreams. And then you can, if you're having a problem and you don't know the solution to it, you can program yourself to have a dream that you'll be able to remember and understand, and that will be the solution to your problem. Because there's answers at these levels, and your being reaches out to get these answers when your brainwave is functioning at these levels.
Well, how do you interpret dreams that are, you wake up and say, I have no idea what that meant? Or one that even you do understand, but it seems curious.
That you have to use your intuition. You have to look to see what's going on in your life and what it may be about. If you program yourself to have a dream to solve a problem, that you will remember it and understand it, then you will know what it's about, and you'll know the direction to take, because you can use your dreams that way. The more you program yourself to use them, the better off you'll be. The better you'll get at it, and be able to understand. So as we're going through the day, we're in the outer conscious level. Our mind is busily having its conversations, and we're having images that go with these conversations. We're going to give you a chance to find out a little bit about what your mind is saying. So if you get your pad, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, give you a word. And after I give you the word, I want you to open your eyes and write down every thought you have about that word, what the images that you have when you hear the following words. The first word is Mustang. Mustang. Write down your thoughts about Mustang. When you're finished, just close your eyes and stop writing. Okay, the next word is crest. So take a deep breath. The next word is home. Home. Okay, take a deep breath. The next word is car. Okay, take a deep breath. The next word is health. Okay, take a deep breath. The next word is love. Okay, close your eyes, take a deep breath. The next word is sex. Okay, the next one is money. Finish up. I've been having a conversation with you. Conversation I'm having is about the Mustang Ranch out in Arizona, or Nevada. It's in Nevada. And when I went there, I was wearing a coat that had my family's insignia on it. I was looking to make a home run. I was driving my car and I needed a wax job. And while we were there, there were a lot of people concerned with health care. There was plenty of love. I love you. You love me. There was plenty of sex. Yes, plenty of sex. And the money was flowing freely. And that's a conversation I was having. What was the conversation that you were having? Look at your list. See what conversation you were having. Who'd like to share their conversation? Carol?
Well, Mustang, it was like everything. First it was a wild horse, then it was a car. Then I had the thought maybe he was saying mustard or musty. And then I was thinking rebel. And then with crest, it was top of a wave, and then toothpaste, a damn crest or a shield. And then maybe it was crust. And then all I could see was this waves of wheat. And then with home